Let's check in now on the cruise ship industry, which has been crippled by the coronavirus. There are still 100,000 crew members trapped on ships, many held out at sea for at least 2 months. Some of the crew members are sick. There have been at least two apparent suicides. Bruno Quels is a 30-year-old music director from Argentina working on the Celebrity Infinity ship owned by Royal Caribbean, hoping to get a flight home to Argentina from Barbados in another 9 days. But he's been told that before.
Every time repatriation flights end up not happening, on some occasions without the notice of its cancellation or the reasons, that is particularly concerning because it damages our hope. And losing that is the most dangerous thing that can happen in this context.
That sounds ominous. Bruno was speaking with our next guest, Taylor Dalvin, a business reporter who covers tourism for the Miami Herald. Taylor, welcome back. And boy, this story that you tell, Bruno, part of a couple, Julia Whitcomb, a singer from Illinois, the other half, they met during rehearsals in Florida, spent 57 days trapped on board. Now, first, this was supposed to be a 14-day quarantine after someone tested positive on the ship. What did they tell you?
They, you know, crew members who are in this situation are just growing more and more desperate to get off by the day. And Julia was actually able to get off on May 9th, but Bruno remains stuck. He's actually been switched to a different ship a couple times and is now, you know, hopeful still that he can get a flight home.
How did Julia manage to get off and get back to Illinois and he can't get to Argentina?
Julia is a U.S. citizen, and she was able to get off finally in early May after a standoff between her company, Royal Caribbean, and the CDC. The CDC wanted executives, cruise company executives, to sign a legal agreement holding them criminally liable for following the CDC's health protocols, which say that crew getting off these ships can only be transported home via private transportation. Mm-hmm. The companies have to provide the crew masks. There are other rules and guidelines that they have to follow. And so that created a standoff for several weeks where the companies weren't willing to sign that agreement. And finally, they were for her.
Yeah. Well, and so there he is stuck along with thousands of others. Then there's the industry itself. What's going to happen with the cruise industry? Our tourists want to get back on these ships. How about crew members? How about labor?
Some crew members I talked to say they won't be coming back after being, you know, held on board for several months and having to go through this experience. There are definitely passengers that are eager to cruise again and are booking cruises for later this year, into next year, and the following years. Carnival Cruise Line, the largest cruise company, has announced that they'll be starting cruises on 8 of their ships on August 1st. They haven't announced yet any new protocols for how they'll protect passengers and crew, but those tickets are for sale and people are buying them.
And will they have to follow any kind of regulations when they're at sea, things like social distancing? Who do they answer to?
As far as protocols go, any ships that come and go from U.S. ports will have to follow rules, CDC rules. As far as when they're, you know, out at sea in international waters or traveling across the ocean, that's when the International Maritime Organization takes over.
It sounds like you're saying that at least some of these lines feel they're going to survive this. Are those contemplating not making it through this?
Right now, I mean, they've all had mass layoffs, furloughs. They're really cutting expenses and trying to stay afloat here with a zero revenue scenario. I mean, there's no cruises happening. No one's buying anything on any of these ships. About a third of cruise company revenue comes from onboard purchases. Mm. So it looks like they can all make it through at least 2020 without any cruises. We'll just have to see if that August date holds or if cruising resumes later this year.
And back to Bruno, floating around, you know, trying to get home to Argentina. We remember this has been going on since the beginning of the pandemic when President Trump said he didn't want cruise ships to dock on the West Coast because that would affect the numbers of people diagnosed with COVID-19 in the United States, and he didn't want the numbers to go up. And now we have people from other countries and crew members, you know, do they feel like they're somehow being ostracized or, you know, somehow penalized because they got stuck in the middle of this pandemic?
Definitely. And we see countries being extra cautious when it comes to this. I mean, we know that cruise ships are exceptionally dangerous for COVID-19 spread, but they do feel like it's being held against them. A lot of times their own countries aren't allowing them to come home or requiring things that, you know, these cruise companies say are too expensive or aren't agreeing to, like private transportation and other things. So it's both the countries having these strict rules and trying to protect people who are in their countries, and then also these companies dealing with the logistics and the price of those logistics.
Yeah. Well, please stay in touch with Bruno for us and let us know what happens. Taylor Dolvin, business reporter covering tourism, and she's really landed hard on the cruise industry for the Miami Herald. We'll link you to her reporting at herenow.org. Taylor, thank you.
Thank you.